This is the Monday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. And today we're talking about the experience of two young people who recently had the chance to stay the night in the Bridge Emergency Shelter here in Cortez, and to learn about that experience through their eyes. Katie Lake and Nick Martinez, two students from the Southwest Open School, have joined us here this morning. Hey, good to have you guys here today. Good morning.
Morning.
Nick, I want to start with you. How did you tell me about this project and how you got involved with spending the night at the shelter?
Well, the reason I got involved is because I went on a trip earlier this year to Denver to experience the homeless life up there. And so when we were up there, we experienced talking to them and stuff, and just the way that they live, and that's what got me to go to the homeless shelter down here.
What were you? Why Denver? Why did you? How did that evolve? Or was that a project at Southwest Open School?
Yes, that was a project at the Southwest Open School that our teacher Sam Carter teaches this work class, and we go up there every year.
And Katie Lake, you're here as well. You're in the lower house, also at Southwest Open School. When did you guys do this project at Bridge Emergency Shelter? When did you stay the night there?
Last Monday.
Oh, it's that recent.
Mm-hmm.
I see. What got you interested in thinking about going and participating in this project?
I just wanted to have the experience, because anything can happen, and I could be homeless, and I just wanted to see what it would feel like.
If you've just joined us, this is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and I'm speaking with Katie Lake and Nick Martinez. They're both students at Southwest Open School, who recently had the opportunity and experience of essentially walking in the shoes of others, in this case, people who are in need of home, in need of housing or a home at the Bridge Emergency Shelter. Katie, when you walked into the door, or as you were kind of getting ready for this, what kind of ideas did you have about what you might see?
I thought it would be, like, really dirty, and it would just be little, which it was little, and just it felt really, like, uncomfortable at first, and then I got used to it.
Mm-hmm. So walking in, you thought it would be a little unsanitary, and once you got there, you sort of acclimated. Were there other things that you sort of had some ideas, like, well, I think it might be this way, and then it wouldn't, or the people that were working there or who were staying there?
I thought it would be bigger, like more rooms, mm-hmm. but...
Nick, how about you? Did you have some prejudices walking in, and meaning like, this is what I thought it might look like, but it was different?
When I walked in, I thought it would look like with throw up all over, with the floors mopped, the bed's not made, they're just dirty. But it was actually kind of clean when we got there.
Did you guys, I guess the question I would ask next is, you were there for a night. Did you go in at 6 and stay until 6 the next morning?
No, we went in at 6, and then we got up at 5:30 and had to be out by 7.
Are you used to getting up at 5:30 in the morning?
No.
You're not. How about you, Kate?
No.
Uh-huh. So how was that experience different for you?
It was very different for me waking up that early, because it just felt weird just waking up at 5 and not doing the regular routine at my house. We had to get up, go do chores, and eat breakfast.
And then what?
And then we just had to leave. We just had to go out by 7, because that's when the shelter closes in the morning.
So at 7 o'clock, you get up at 5:30, you're doing chores. Not your usual routine at home. And then you are basically back out on the street at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
What was that like, that moment of just walking out into a new environment. You know, you're not walking out to your parents' car or to, you know, your school bus stop. You're walking out into a park. What? Tell me about that, Nick.
Oh, it was very awkward to wake up and leave at 7 to go and experience that environment, because it wasn't like, oh, hey, I can wake up, go downstairs, and make a sandwich for breakfast. It's, it's like you just can wake up, do chores, and then go outside.
Katie, what about your experience that morning?
It was hard, because I'm not really used to getting up that early, and it was definitely weird getting up and then going to school that same day. Like, it just felt weird.
Tell me more about that. What was your experience going to school? What were the feelings you were carrying along that day after spending the night in a different place and really a different environment?
Well, I slept all day because I was tired, but I don't really know. Like, it was just weird.
If you just joined us, this is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope. And a week ago, our guests, Katie Lake and Nick Martinez, had the opportunity to spend the night in the Bridge Emergency Shelter, to walk in the shoes of others, to learn what it's like to really be in a different environment, and to walk in the shoes of the people who not only live work at the Bridge Emergency Shelter, but the clients who use the Bridge Emergency Shelter. Did you guys get to meet anybody there, staff or otherwise, that you can talk about?
We met two staff, and they were girls. I don't remember their names, but like, they cleaned the shelter for us and got it all ready for us, and then made dinner for us and breakfast and played a little games and watched some movies. Well, one movie. And so.
And were there other clients there that night, Nick?
No, there was no other clients there. It was just our school group.
I see.
Because during the winter, it's only open, and since it's the springtime, it's going to be closed for their season.
So this was, and how many other students were there with you?
There were seven students.
Okay, so it was one group in you. When you think about homelessness in our community, what comes to mind for you now that you've spent the night in the Bridge Emergency Shelter?
Well, when I think about our homeless population here, it just makes me sad that people don't just get up and get jobs. They just want to sit around all day, and then one day, boom, they just lose their house and everything. And it just makes me sad that a lot of people are homeless, especially those with kids.
Katie, what about your thoughts about homelessness in our community?
I think it's sad, and I wish it could help. Like, I wish I could help them, but I can't. And it's sad, especially if they have kids.
I'm going to draw Sam Carter into the conversation here this morning. Sam is an educator and was one of the leaders of this project. He's an educator at Southwest Open School. Sam, these two young people are here today, and we're learning something through their eyes about the this experience. And can you set up what SWOS was interested in the educational experience for the young people as you headed into this project?
Well, I can't say that it was. It's not tied to a class. This is just an independent project. Like, some schools might have a football team or a soccer team. Well, we have a group of kids that decided to go with me and spend an evening in the homeless shelter. I have a personal interest in homelessness. Not that I want to be homeless ever. I very much don't want to be, but I think it's important for kids and adults too to understand the realities of what it means to be homeless, and to really be able to put the shoes on and live that life for a little bit, serve meals if it is the case at a soup kitchen or something, and just really be able to connect with those people. Because I think so many times we do this thing that we've been doing on the radio, and that I always do, where we call these people who are homeless, we call them homeless people, and we don't put the people first instead of calling them people who are homeless, because they're just like us, they're just like any of us. And I think that's what these kids have found in this experience, and this experience that Nick talked about going to Denver, that these are just people that have come on some really hard times. And sometimes people bring it on themselves. sometimes people just have circumstances in their life that are a mess, and they suddenly don't have a house, and it's really hard. And I just think it's good for these kids to, one, understand homelessness, and two, be able to work in their lives to make sure they always have what they want, a shelter, food, happiness, and goodness with their family and friends.
If you've just joined us, this is the Monday Morning Zine. Jeff Pope here, and I'm speaking with Sam Carter. He's the teacher of humanities at Southwest Open School. Katie Lake and Nick Martinez are here as well. They had the opportunity last week to be with another five kids to experience a night in the Bridge Emergency Shelter. We're going to hear more about them after this short break. Stay with us. We're back. This is the Monday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. And today, speaking with Katie Lake and Nick Martinez, they're both students at Southwest Open School. Sam Carter, who's a teacher of humanities at Southwest Open School, is here as well. These young students led a group of other students recently, a week ago. They spent the night at the Bridge Emergency Shelter here in Cortez to get a chance to understand what it might be like to walk in the shoes of others. They were not there with the general population, the clients of the Bridge Emergency Shelter, so they had the place to themselves. So as you headed to them yourselves overnight, you were doing chores that next morning to clean up your mess.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised by how much mess you left?
Actually, no.
No, it wasn't that big?
No.
I'm always surprised by how much mess I leave it, leaving any given place. So I was curious about that. What the other students that you were with, what are the kind of things you talked about after spending the night at the shelter? Katie?
Like how they felt, and we did like a thing we call circle up.
Uh-huh. What's that?
We get in a circle and we say our name and how we feel. Mm-hmm. And then like a question, like a prompt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we all got together and we just kind of asked each other how we felt about it and why we did it and just questions like that.
Without naming names, can you say some of the feelings that came up and some of the questions that you remember, either one of you, Nick or Katie?
They just wanted the experience, or, you know, like how people felt. And they just wanted to see how it was.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the feelings that folks came up, or what were the feelings that came up for you, Nick?
Well, one of the feelings that I heard from another one of our classmates is that they really enjoyed the experience being there. An experience myself, I enjoyed it. I loved every minute of it.
Hmm. What were the questions that came up for you, or a question?
A question that came up for me, like, how could I help these people? How could I help the homeless people?
Hmm. You also went with a group of students to Denver, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the Denver experience. This was related to, so you basically went to Denver and then came home, and I want to talk about what you saw there and then the experience here a little bit. So a little bit more on that.
Well, when we went to Denver, we did a live gallery walk on the 16th Street Mall. Hmm. It's where homeless people can go and interact with each other. And we went out and talked to them, gave them a dollar to talk to them to see what their stories were about. And one of the people I talked to said that to live in the moment, don't take life as granted. And that stuck with me ever since I've gotten back from Denver. And then we went to a soup kitchen to go help serve homeless people, serve them food, drinks, and we gave them a little bit to eat and just eat. And then after that, we went out and we were talking to them, figuring out why they were homeless, what were their stories. And
Did any of those stories surprise you?
Yes, a lot of them did surprise me.
So tell me about one or two that stick with you.
Well, one that stuck with me is when we were on the 16th Street Mall, we were talking to this guy named James, and he said he has to fight every day and that he lost his job just because he was an alcoholic, and that he didn't want to go to work. And so one day he just got up and got fired from his job, and that's how he became homeless, lost his kids, his wife. He lost pretty much everything when he became homeless. And that's a story that will stick with me forever.
Yeah. If you've just joined us, this is the Monday Morning Zine, Jeff Pope here, and you're hearing the voice of Nick Martinez, a young leader at Southwest Open School. Katie Lake is here as well. They both recently had the experience, Nick, of traveling to Denver to spend some time with people who are homeless and understanding the situation there. And both Kate and Nick and five other students last week had the opportunity to be at the Bridge Emergency Shelter, stay overnight there. When you see people this summer, the bridge is closed, and we see in the communities that we live in, whether we travel or we're here staying in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, do you ever see people who appear to you that they might not have a place to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of what happens when you see them now that you've spent a night in the shelter?
I feel bad for them, but then I don't, like, I don't know, it's warm outside, and so, you know, they're not freezing to death, but in the winter, I do feel bad for them. If, like, the shelter's full and they can't get in, then I, yeah.
Nick, you? When you see people in our community out there, what's your sensibilities now? I mean, it is, in here we are in May.
When I see people out there, it just makes you want to go up and talk to them and see what their story is, why they became homeless, and make a connection with them, saying that there is somebody out there that wants to know why they're homeless and that do want to help the homeless people. And I think it's great that we have the bridge during the winter, because if we didn't have the bridge, where would the people stay?
Indeed. What's next for this project with you guys? Is you go back to Southwest Open School. Will this be a project or a concept that continues? Do you know?
Well, Sam is leaving, and we had another teacher go, and he said he was going to do it again next year.
Okay. What leadership can you guys provide to make this part of it sounds like you've learned something from this experience. Should other students learn something from this?
Yes, I think other students should learn from this, get the experience, so they won't be so judgmental against the homeless people. Because I used to be judgmental before all of this experience.
And is Southwest Open School the kind of place that you guys can be leaders in learning to helping other kids learn what you've learned?
Yeah.
Okay. So what will that look like next year, do you think, for you guys?
I don't know what it will look like next year for me, but I can encourage other students to experience it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they teach the class next year and Brad sticks to it, then I'm going to go on it, and I'm going to try to get as many people as I can to go on it.
Oh, interesting. I want to thank you both for coming in, sharing your insights and inspirations with the audience here. That's Katie Lake. She's at the Lower House at Southwest Open School, and so is Nick Martinez. They're both leaders there. Sam Carter's here as well. He's a teacher of humanities at Southwest Open School. I want to thank you both for coming in today and sharing your experience.
You're welcome.
No problem.
That's going to wrap it up for the scene today. I'm Jeff Pope.